You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Segment again, multiple reports, first reported by Jay Glazer, that Johnny Manziel's era will start, making him the 21st starting quarterback since 1999. And as of last Friday, he was just 21 years old, of course, turning 22 on Saturday before the Browns game against the Indianapolis Colts. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We're going to get some final callers here. Let's go to Boyd in Charleston, West Virginia, as we go around the country here in this segment. What's up, Boyd?
Thank you for taking my call. I think we're really looking at the next Russell Wilson. I believe Johnny's smart enough to hang in the pocket long enough until his protection breaks down, and then he can get up and do what he needs to do, and then find Gordon deep, just go deep, and Johnny can get the ball to him. I don't think we're going to have any problem with having Manziel as our quarterback.
There's no question he's got a stronger arm than Brian Hoyer. I think that will certainly play into what the Browns try to do with him and how they try to utilize his skills here. Matt, your take on that?
I agree, and I think what might have been great for Johnny Manziel, and again, there's nothing like playing the game. And yes, he will have to build rapport, but I think Johnny Manziel sitting back and kind of but tuning in to how some of his weapons are used or were used by Brian Hoyer, some of their strengths and weaknesses from an outside perspective as opposed to learning them firsthand as the quarterback is something that actually plays very positively into Johnny's growth as a quarterback. He knows who likes what routes and how they like to run their routes, not simply because he's thrown it, 20 times in preparation for this, the training camp and this season, but he's been able to observe. And I think that is something that we have heard from Coach Pettine and the coaches all year long, that Johnny is growing. He is doing what is necessary to grow into this opportunity. Because I do believe that if he was not ready to assume this role as a starter, as conservative as a coach and defensive coach as Mike Pettine is, he would have still rolled with Brian Hoyer. So I think Johnny Manziel and all those questions about him, embracing being a professional and not developing is kind of hogwash. And otherwise, Mike Pettine would not put this team and this organization on the line with him as a starter.
I think that's a very good point. Let's go to Lee in Colorado now. Lee, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah. What's up, Lee?
Hey, thank you, guys. I have been a Browns fan for a long time. I was born in 1959, and I've been watching football quite a while, and there's a few things that just doesn't make sense to me, and that is, why is everybody so impatient nowadays? There's a lot of Hall of Fame quarterbacks that people wouldn't have never even heard of if they back then had the same concept that you come out as a rookie and you got to be a star. I don't, Bradshaw was practically booed out of Pittsburgh, his first couple of years. And, nowadays they don't get a chance to grow and maturate. They just put them out there. They've got to be great or forget about it. And I understand why they're going to Manziel. In fact, I think they need to audition this just to see what they have. They've got some decisions coming up, whether they're going to try to sign Hoyer or not, and they need to know what Manziel is going to do, and I get it at this point to go to him, but it's not like Hoyer has this, big bank of history in the NFL. He's been a starter basically one complete season, and I don't think if you looked at him as a rookie this year, pretend he's just a rookie, I don't see him as like, oh my God, he's horrible, let's throw him out. I don't see that.
I think it would be more the question of, right, have you seen positive momentum, or do you think you've seen a bit of a regression? And I think that's the issue, is that I think in Brian Hoyer's game, you have seen a regression. And I think that's what was so concerning about it. And I think that's why you've seen a change made at that spot. I think it was the regression factor more so than, he's a rookie and we've got to let him learn. I think you saw a guy play at one level, and then you saw as teams and defenses adapted to him, you saw that level of performance significantly decline.
You're right. And I think also, too, just to take things outside of the football world is what has happened with Brian Hoyer over the course of the season would not be okay by some of the bosses in corporate America.
Sure.
If you come out and you go gangbuster and you produce and you're winning, or if you're selling, and then all of a sudden everything changes and you're not producing and you're making mistakes and you're no longer selling – you know, you're going to be held to a certain standard. And again, I think Coach Pettine has done his very best to give him every opportunity to go out and continue to keep his spot and prove his worth and prove that he deserves to start each and every Sunday. But at this point right now, it's not good enough. It does not give you an opportunity to win, and he must be in favor of everything that he sees out of Johnny Manziel in his preparation and on the practice field. Just at this point, based on Brian's body of work and what he sees from Johnny, that Johnny's game does transfer and that it will be enough for us to compete and win football games in the NFL. Otherwise, he doesn't make the decision.
That's exactly what he is saying. Let's go to John in Warren now. John, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Thanks for taking the call, guys.
You got it, man.
I agree with everything you said. I like Brian Hoyer, but the bottom line is, in my opinion, he was not a threat. He was not mobile enough. They got a read on him. His arm isn't strong enough. And he's just not physically gifted enough to be a threat, which you need at the quarterback position. Rodgers and them guys can beat you on one throw. Now, I will say this, that Manziel is very intelligent, and he has to be comfortable with the situation. Well, that's why I agree with sitting him as long as he has. But there's two things that I paid attention to. I saw him in college, and Evans, the receiver, and Matthews, the tackle, both said he was a dedicated player, was good to play with him. He's a good football player. He's a student of the game. But they both said one thing that's very intriguing. Don't pay any attention to practice. Now, I know you got to practice, but believe me, I think when the light goes on, we're in for a treat. And you guys have a nice day and Merry Christmas.
Thank
you.
Merry Christmas to you. And I agree. Listen, you want a guy, obviously, I think from coaches, they want a guy who's both a practice player and a game player. But if you had to choose one of the two, you would take a game player 100 times out of 100 over a practice player. And I think Johnny Manziel, you know, because of his style, you can't even practice some of the things that are his hallmarks or his staples in his arsenal.
No, you can't. I think that's part of the significant intrigue about Johnny Manziel. And that also, too, is a part of the fanfare associated with Johnny Manziel, because you can't make a statement about him as an NFL quarterback until you see it. So right now, you have your portion of people who are believing the hype. You have your portion of people who don't believe the hype, and the remainder were just flat out in favor of Brian Hoyer based on what he did last year in a small sample size. But again, that same sample size we got of Brian Hoyer last year is going to be very similar to the sample size we get of Johnny Manziel this year.
Three games, you're exactly right. Final call of the day, Butch in Philadelphia. Butch, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, thanks. Hey, you got a great show.
Thank you, guy.
Hey, I just want to say a few things, and I'll jump off and listen to what you have to say. But first thing I want to say is it was Johnny Unitas, not John Unitas.
Johnny Unitas, yes, that is true. So you're saying it should be Johnny Football?
That's my preference.
There you go.
Johnny.
All right.
Johnny,
Matt.
You say potato.
Johnny
Manziel.
Yes. Appreciate that, Butch.
I've been to, I'm a season ticket holder, have been since 1975. I was at the Bills game. I was at the Atlanta game. It's way past time for Johnny.
Yes, it is, and he will get his opportunity this Sunday. And I think that's the feeling of a lot of people, that it is just it is time. It's time to make that decision. It's time to make that move. And the Browns have made it now, according to numerous reports, that the Browns will name Johnny Manziel their starting quarterback against the Cincinnati Bengals. Again, the team has yet to send out an official release to that effect, but that is certainly the expectation there.
Was it a quick point? Was it Joey Namath or Joe Namath?
I think everybody's entitled to whatever they want to be called. If you want to be called Matt Wilhelm, or if you want to be called Matty Wilhelm, that is your prerogative.
Don't ever call me Matty.
It is up to you. I won't call you Matty Wilhelm. I'm going to call you Matt Wilhelm, because that's how I know you. That's what I'm going to call you.
That's right.
Obviously, a big day in the news for the Cleveland Browns, and something that many people thought was a long time in coming here today, with Johnny Manziel, according to numerous reports, again being named the starting quarterback for this football team. He will take the field as the starter when they take on the Cincinnati Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. Last home regular season game of the year. The Browns have been alternating their offensive and defensive introductions. This one is scheduled to be an offensive introduction, which I think certainly would
get there early, folks.
Get there early. I think it will be loud, and I think it'll be a lot of fun there in First
Bring your
Energy
confetti
Stadium.
Popper.
Bring your confetti popper. Matt Wilhelm will be there. He'll be there early. Matt, you thought all along this was the right move. I know you still feel that way, as do I. It was just something that had to happen at this point in the season for this team to kind of maintain any momentum that it had.
It is, and I think this will be a the fact that this coach had the guts to do it and see this through. And maybe not just going with what is quick or making a quick fix or what is a sexy pick in Johnny Manziel earlier in the season. It's going to be like a breath of fresh air to these guys, and they feel like this is a three-game season for them, which it is. They now must win all three to have a chance at the playoffs by any means. But it will be a breath of fresh air. It'll make coming to work exciting. It'll make practicing exciting again, because the monotony of a football season, especially at this point in the season, it can wear you down. And this will be that spark. This will be that big breath of fresh air that'll make work exciting again for these guys.
And hopefully that will be exactly the case. We appreciate you being with us here. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for joining us. The Johnny Manziel era set to begin, according to numerous reports. And we will get, hopefully, official word from the Browns sometime soon. But, yes, that is exactly what they are saying here. It is going to be the Johnny Manziel era starting Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks so much for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Yes, indeed it is.
Get an F-150.
Do it.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.